Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Isjet Heavy Engineering Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation has concluded. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwani Sharma of ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good day, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all for the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Isjet Heavy Engineering Limited. Today from the management, we have Mr. Aditya Puri, Managing Director, Mr. Kishore Chatnani, Whole-time Director and CFO, and Mr. Sanjay Gulati, Whole-time Director and Head of Manufacturing Units. We will start the call with the opening remarks on the results and outlook by Mr. Puri. Post that, we can have the Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Puri for his remarks, and over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sharma.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I hope that you and your loved ones are all well and safe. We look forward to a fruitful interaction. You would have seen the quarterly financial results that we have published earlier today. We have uploaded our presentation on BSE, NSE, and on our website, www.isjet.com, earlier today. There is also much more information about our business on our website. The standalone revenue for Q3 FY23 is rupees 1,103 crores, compared to rupees 1,119 crores in Q3 FY22. The standalone revenue for the nine months ended 31st March 2022 is rupees 3,261 crores, which is about 5% higher compared to rupees 3,105 crores for the nine months ended 31st March 2021. The standalone profit before tax for Q3 FY23 is slightly higher at rupees 53 crores against rupees 50 crores for Q3 FY22. Further, for the nine months ended 31st March 2022, the profit before tax is rupees 150 crores, which is about 50% higher compared to rupees 100 crores for the nine months ended 31st December 2021. The consolidated revenue for Q3 FY23 is rupees 1,598 crores, which is about 14% higher compared to rupees 1,403 crores for Q3 FY22. For nine months ended 31st December 2022, the consolidated revenue is rupees 4,363 crores, which is 11% higher compared to rupees 3,915 crores for that of 31st December 2021. The consolidated profit before tax for Q3 FY23 is rupees 85 crores compared to rupees 78 crores for Q3 FY22. The consolidated profit before tax for the nine months ended December 2022 is rupees 164 crores as compared to rupees 110 crores for the nine months ended 31st December 2021. In the standalone results, the profitability is closer to normal for both the manufacturing segment and the EPC segment. The consolidated profit is better because of higher profits in Isjet standalone and in Saraswati Sugar Mills Limited. I will now talk about the order booking. The consolidated order booking for Q3 of FY23 is rupees 1,388 crores compared to rupees 893 crores of orders booked in Q3 of last year. The consolidated order book on hand as on 31st December 2022 is rupees 7,752 crores compared to rupees 7,224 crores as on 31st December 2021. The order booking position is satisfactory. Of the consolidated order book, 74% is for the project business and 26% is for the product business. The order book includes rupees 858 crores for export orders, which is about 11%. The order book for Isjet Hitachi Zosen is also good. It has rupees 798 crores of orders as on 31st December 2022. market demand. The overall demand trend has improved and the inquiry position continues to be good. Export inquiries have also picked up. Philippines project, as informed earlier, construction is progressing at the Cavite Biofuels ethanol plant in the Philippines and we expect to complete it by July 2023 and make it operational in August 2023. My colleagues and I will be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove your question from the queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. We'll pause a moment to see a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question we have is from Nishit Shah from Acquist Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I would like to understand how is the bid pipeline going forward and which segments are we focusing on?
Bid pipeline. Mm-hmm. As Mr. Puri mentioned in his opening remarks, the market demand and inquiry position is very, very good. And we are, for almost all our product lines, it is good, including for our boiler applications, the boilers for sugar machinery, for distilleries, for air pollution control equipment, for process plant, almost everything, the inquiry pattern is very good.
Okay. Okay, so currently how I see is our order book for power segment is like 23% and for 2 years back it was more than 36%. And similarly for refineries that has gone up from 10% to 26%. So going forward, how do you see this mix changing?
We can't comment because capital orders are always lumpy. But we don't foresee any significant changes in the changes to this mix as of now in the next few years.
Okay. And so my second question is that earlier we had few orders like FGD where we had big retention money stuck. So when is that expected to be released?
In the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, another reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. We'll pause a moment as the question queue votes. The next question we have is from Rahil Shah, an individual investor.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to know your outlook for financial year 24 in terms of revenue, growth, and margins.
You can see our order book is good. It's about 6-7% higher than what it was about a year ago. There is plenty of work in the market. So while we can't give you any figures as to how much increased revenue will be there, but it will be higher than what's going to be this year.
Higher than what we'll see end of this year overall for the business.
That's right.
Okay, sir. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question we have is from a research assistant from Newberry Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, this is Avdut from Newberry Capital. Just one question about the EPC business. The EBIT margins have declined. I would like to know what's the sustainable level of EBIT margins for manufacturing business, there is a EBIT margin decline. So what's the sustainable level margins for the manufacturing business, and what's the reason for this quarter's decline in the manufacturing business EBIT margin?
Sustainable would be about, EBIT would be about 8, yeah, about
8%. 8%, okay. And this quarter decline, if you can elaborate
about it. See, quarter to quarter, it's not that we are producing one sort of product. We are making many sorts of products, and within those products also, every product is tailor-made. So, sometimes you make a bigger margin, sometimes you make a smaller margin. It's not like an assembly line production where margins can be uniform. So, the decline, the fluctuation in margins will happen. But as we said, we hope to maintain an 8% margin through the year.
Okay. And the second question is on the foreign orders. The order book of this foreign orders geography-wise, it looks at again at export orders at 11%. Are we seeing any traction or the any RFQs from that side from foreign orders to increase that percentage to go up?
Interest has increased. Interest has certainly increased. But India seems to be doing better than a lot of other foreign countries. So, but interest has increased, and we think there'll be a gradual ramp up in export order booking, not very dramatic, but a gradual ramp up.
Understood. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question we have is from Kajra Mantri from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So, first of all, can you give us the consolidated debt at the end of December 2020?
Yes, please. The consolidated debt across all the companies is 1,064 crores as of 31st of December 2022.
Okay, sir. And out of which this, I think, 270 crore is related to the Philippines plant.
The Philippines plant has, as of now, a total of 350 crores of debt.
Okay, sir. And also, what is the update on the Philippines, this construction?
So, construction is going as scheduled, and we hope to finish the construction by July, early August, and to commission the plant at that point in time, sometime in August, early September.
And has there been any progress on finding a suitable buyer for the same?
The inquiry level is increasing, but it's also very profitable. It is also profitable to run the plant. So right now we are concentrating on completing the plant.
Okay, sir. And I would also like to know the order mix between private export and PSU orders in the current order backlog. Is it the same as earlier?
PSUs is 44%. We are talking about the consolidated order, isn't it?
Yes.
Give me just a second. So, PSUs is 44% of the order book. 56% is private. Export, as Mr. Puri mentioned, is 11% is export, okay. And all of it is from private customers. We don't have government customer orders in export.
Okay, sir. And if I remember correctly, last quarter we had said that in the manufacturing segment, we may have revenue growth of about 15% in FY24. So does this hold true? No.
Somewhere in that range, 10 to 15%, yes.
12 to 15%. Okay, sir. And would we be able to reach to our sustainable margin of about 8% in this manufacturing segment?
It will take us a year and a half to reach that margin, which we thereafter hope to sustain.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question we have is from Jitendra Sira from Bharat BNP Paribas NF. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I wanted to first of all understand on your technology transfer programs. So in your presentation you have detailed, you know, the FGDs or the tangentially fired boilers. A lot of the programs are pre-2021. So what would be the level of indigenization that you achieved there? And what is the roadmap for upping that content over a period of time? Corollary to that, what are the new areas that you're looking at for absorption of technologies going forward into, say, the next 3 years?
As far as technology transfer agreement, the indigenization is concerned, it is indigenized to a very large extent. There is very little that we purchase for these technologies that we purchase from abroad. Obviously, technology keeps evolving, so we do keep getting some technology from there, but it's indigenized to a very large extent. And as far as looking for new technology is concerned, one of the areas, we cannot go into details at this stage, but as you know, everybody is looking at clean energy and sustainable clean energy and clean environment, and those are the areas that we are looking at this point in time.
Sure. My second question was relating to if you could just help us understand the working capital breakdown between the EPC business and the manufacturing business.
So as of now, our retentions, roughly we have about 1150 crores of retention, which are largely from the projects business. So when you say EPC, actually EPC for us, we call it as projects, and it includes the boilers and the sugar machinery and the air pollution control and the what we internally call as EPC.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, as Mr. Puri mentioned earlier, some of those larger projects of the FGD types. So some of them we expect to receive a large part of those retentions in about 6 to 8 months' time.
I got that, but I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just saying, on a steady state basis, assuming this retention was not the issue, like what is a typical working capital to days in, say, the projects business versus the manufacturing business?
I don't have a ready answer for that. I didn't think about it like that.
But I
can't give you a number. I don't have a number. But let me try to describe how things work here. For the manufacturing business, the investment is largely in the inventories and the work in progress. Inventories include raw material and work in progress. There is some amount of investment in receivables, and there is some amount of investment in retentions. The investment in the EPC projects, normally because cash flow or pay, the advances are better, the EPC or the project business is on a steady state basis, because we are no longer booking very very long duration orders or orders with a lot of site work. So we are no longer booking those kind of orders. So there is presently more investment in the EPC business. You're absolutely right, more working capital employed there. But it is largely because of the retentions that are retentions, which means milestone payments, which are part of those kind of projects. So as the order mix is changing towards projects which are less long, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have FGD projects which are 36, 39, 40 months. And we are no longer taking that kind of orders. We are taking orders which are typically not more than 2 years. So this, over the next year or so, you'll find a lot of working capital getting released.
Got it. So, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. The next question we have is from Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. On the EPC side, you know, sir, what kind of sustainable EBIT margins are we looking at over, you know, medium to long term?
So, EPC, we are focusing more and more on the boilers, where you know it's all technology led. Our technology is very, very good for different kind of boilers, for sugar machinery and distilleries, as well as air pollution control equipments. So these are the areas where we are booking new fresh orders. We think the margin, which is presently about 4, what's reflecting the numbers today as about 4%, should be reaching 6.5%.
Okay, so this is historically, if we look at, we have done around 3.5 to, you know, FY22 was an aberration because of raw material price increase, but you have done around 4-5% kind of margins in the segment. So we're looking at least 6.5% is what we're saying.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, and on, you know, there were some new segments that we had entered, you know, some time back into, you know, on railway side and on civil construction side. So if you can tell us, you know, how is the progress, you know, in the segments, and how much is the order book from this new segment that we have entered over the past year or two in our total order book currently?
So, as Mr. Shetani has said earlier in this conference, we are sort of realigning ourselves and not doing very long duration projects. We are also doing the projects where the percentage of site work compared to the total order value is lower than what we have been doing. So we've become selective in our order booking, and yet we've been able to maintain our order book in number terms. So we cannot give you a breakup of, you know, which segment exactly we're going to be booking orders for from the future, but these are going to be the guiding principles by and large.
Sure. And if you look at 9 months, we have done almost 4.6% kind of EBIT margins on the ATC side, and we have aspirations of reaching, you know, 6.5%. So when do we expect to reach those aspirational EBIT margins that we have?
About a year, year and a half. Because the existing orders that we have, the new orders that we've been booking, we are trying for better margins and lesser site work. But the existing orders need to be completed.
Sure. So let's say, you know, the new boiler order that we have got recently of 500 crores, there, you know, the scope of work on the site front is pretty low. And what will be, like, when, till when do we have to
talk about specific customers or specific orders?
So just you know, let's take an example that of any order that we have got recently. So normally, earlier, what used to be the duration of the project that we used to complete, and for new orders that we are taking, how much has that reduced? If you just can give an example and, you know, explain it to us.
So, Mr. Chitani, you're saying that we've taken orders earlier which were 36 to 48 months, and now we are planning, our wish is that most of the barring maybe one order, we should one or two orders, all the orders should be below 24 months.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question we have is from Dipesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. My first question is, if I look at subsidiary manufacturing revenue, there seems to be a sharp jump if I do control minus standalone. However, there is a loss during this quarter. So can you explain what has happened at the subsidiary level?
Pardon me, which subsidiary are you talking about?
I'm doing control minus standalone, and the revenue has increased to around one, I guess the number which is completed is 194 crores, but there is a substantial loss out.
I can't hear you too well. So there is a loss in this quarter. Let me try to answer. There is a loss in this quarter in Eagle Press. channel. Okay. That gets consolidated into manufacturing of machines and equipment.
Was there any one-off in Eagle Test this time?
Pardon me, was there what?
Was there any one-off in Eagle Test?
Sorry, what in Eagle Press? Sorry, we didn't get you.
My question was there any one-off in Eagle Press?
One-off.
One-off, yeah. Actually, Eagle Press has been passing through a difficult time, more because of its customer industries in the U.S. have not been doing too well. So Eagle Press has been underloaded for some time. Though recently it's booked one large order, and there are many more orders, bid for. But for the moment, Eagle Test has been passing through a difficult time with less work to execute.
Okay. Secondly, can you highlight what is the outstanding order book from FGD and current execution cycle, and by when do you expect a substantial working capital release from the FGD project?
So FGD order book today, I have a combined thing which is FGDs plus other air cushion technology. So that is 1400 crores as of now.
Okay.
And in terms of the retentions, so this order book is the balance order to execute. So if there's a project which is 500 crores and we have executed 400 crores, the balance order to execute is considered only 100 crores.
Right.
So balance order to execute on the air pollution side is 1400 crores. And there are two large FGD orders which are getting closer to completion. And as Mr. Puri mentioned earlier, in about 6 to 8 months time, we should get substantial money, the milestone payments and retentions coming back from there.
Understood. And so lastly, if I look at the ordering across the board in your sub-segments, that has been fairly strong in the industry, whereas your inflows has not been so strong. Possibly you have highlighted you have been selective with the order intake. Can you highlight what would be the quantifiable benefits in terms of profitability from the selective approach? Because earlier also you were guiding kind of an 8 to 10% margin on manufacturing. So is there over the next 2-3 years you look at a different margin trajectory?
Margins of the manufacturing segment will, as Mr. Puri mentioned a few minutes ago, sustainable margins will remain 8%. The selective ordering is selective order booking is largely in the project business, where we are focusing more and more on technology-led orders, which means our boiler orders for boilers, orders for sugar machinery and distilleries, orders for air pollution control equipments. So margins are certainly going to improve in the EPC side, the project side. On the manufacturing side, at some point of time you can get one order with a larger margin, one order with a lower margin, but typically 8% is certainly going to be sustainable.
Understood. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. The next question we have is from Raja Kumar Vadenathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So the first question is on the sugar and ethanol segment. I see that the segment has done well compared to the last financial year. So I just want to know, what is the outlook for this segment for Q4 and as well as for financial year 23?
So as far as the next year is concerned, it's a commodity, so we hope things will remain good, but commodities are subject to fluctuations. The remaining Q4 should remain should not be very different from Q3 and Q2.
I can add a little into that. The ethanol plant, we would have mentioned earlier that the ethanol plant capacity is being increased. And that will, of course, help in reducing. It will not really change the revenue very much, but it will reduce the fuel cost. It will reduce some of the costs. To that extent, next year, ethanol will show a better margin.
Okay. And sir, from a you know the segment result, what are the operating profit standpoint, is the best part of the quarter is already over, or Q4 will be much better than the Q3 numbers?
Q4 for sugar and ethanol, it's largely going to be the same as for this quarter.
Okay, great. Sir, last question. Sir, if I see the next segment, the ethanol plant and the construction at Philippines, I see the revenue has been shown in negative 27.6 crores and the segment itself shows a positive 9.7 crores number.
That's forex fluctuation.
I'm sorry, sir?
Forex fluctuation.
Okay. So what would be the run rate we should take, sir? So the segment will continue to be locked till the construction gets over.
Plant is still under construction, as was mentioned earlier. That plant is expected to be commissioned in August of 2023. After which, you know, you can get figures which we can compare quarter to quarter.
Yeah, but till that time, what would be the run rate we should take for the next two quarters from a negative bottom line?
I really don't know.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question we have from Harsh Sarfa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you give some visibility on the order book pipeline and, you know, bidding, what kind of order book you are looking at for next few quarters?
So next three quarters should be roughly at the same levels as we've seen, maybe slightly higher. The inquiry level is good, and we hope to sustain our good order booking that we've had in the previous quarters.
Okay. Broadly, if we see order book and revenue in capital goods manufacturing sector have grown in the last 3 years, and we have been almost flat in the revenues. How would you like to address that?
So revenue growth has been flat, but as we said, next year we should see about a 10% increase in revenue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question we have is from Ashwani Sharma from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, if you can tell me, what is the order book, standalone order book?
Standalone order book is 6917 crores.
6917 crores.
Yeah.
And what was the number a year before, sir?
I think Mr. Puri mentioned in his speech, but I'll get it for you.
We spoke about it.
So 6917 as of 31st of December. I have readily for 31st of March, it was 6458. So it's grown by about 500 crores in 9 months.
Okay. Thank you. So if I look at your standalone revenue, it's down 1.5% or flat. Is there an execution challenge that you're facing, or it's mainly because of the lower order book?
No. The order book is not low. No, it's not. It's actually higher. And,
no, I agree. Yeah.
And you understand it better than I do, actually. And in capital goods, you don't have a steady run rate. Different projects are at different stages of execution. So booking for us to think that the revenue will be exactly the same as any other quarter or you know, that's not necessarily the case. It is dependent on the projects under execution.
So if I look at your run rate, it has been between, you know, 1,000 crore to 1,100 crores. That is the point I was trying to make.
Right.
So what is the outlook for Q4 and after that?
Q4 will be a little better, a little higher than Q3.
Okay.
And after that, I think a few minutes ago, that we are expecting a higher revenue. It may be as high as 10% next year.
Right. So if I look at your order backlog contribution, so contribution from the chemical, petrochemical has been, you know, consistently rising from single digit to now low double digit. So what is driving this growth, sir? Is it chemical or is it refinery? How this contribution is increasing?
It's classified separately.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say refinery, we may have orders for process plant equipment. We also have orders for
boilers,
oil and gas fired boilers. Now, if you look at chemicals, that is basically the companies from chemical. So we have booked orders from companies which are active in the chemical space. So it's not really which can be casting orders.
Large chemicals could be castings, could be boilers, could be pressure vessels.
Okay. Even refinery, if you look at refinery also, I think the contribution continues to be strong for last two quarters. What is your outlook on this segment? Because one of your competitor has been communicating that there has been some slowdown as far as the inquiry pipeline is concerned. How do you read the market, especially in the refinery space?
So refinery space, as of now, the order pipeline, is fine, is good. In January also we booked orders from the refinery. We could.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, just a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. We'll pause a moment to see if we have any further questions. We have a follow-up question from Khadija Mantri from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, I would like to know how has been the performance of our subsidiary Hitachi Zosen, because there was a delay in receipt of some equipment by the customer in the last quarter.
So those equipments have still not gone, although we've received 95% of the payment. So because of various reasons, they have not been able to pick up the equipment, and it's not, we completed it on time, so it's not attributable to us. We are hopeful that maybe this quarter or first quarter of next year, the equipment will get it.
Okay, but how has been the quarter for us?
Quarter for us has been,
For Hitachi Zosen, we have done about 160 crores in revenue and about 4 crores in profits.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. We'll pause a moment to see if we have any further questions. So at this stage, there seems to be no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Puri for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for attending this conference. And we will meet you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.